There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Tonight, Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
Coming up to 2 o'clock and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Rodewald. The Chicago Wolves are home this Saturday and Sunday. Stay for the concert after Saturday night's game. The Bulls are back to work tonight in Detroit.
DJ has stepped up the last 10 games. He started in, you know, he's averaging over 20 a game and he's making plays for people, you know, high assists. So they're, you know, they've turned their season around. They started slowly and they put themselves in position to compete for a playoff spot. So it's a credit to them.
That's Tom Thibodeau a day after the Wild trade deadline action in the NBA as the Bulls stood and watched. Pistons were busy, though, acquiring Tayshaun Prince from the Celtics and Reggie Jackson from the Thunder. Neither are going to play tonight. Adrian Wojnarowski says the Bulls might be interested in Kendrick Perkins if the Jazz buy him out of his contract. Bulls will have the full roster available for just the second time all season. Chris Bosh being treated for a health issue near his lung. He could have a blood clot, getting tested in a Miami hospital. He's done for the year just one day after the Heat made a big trade for Goran Dragic. And the Pacers are in Philly tonight, but the heater inside the Wells Fargo Center broke, so the team had to practice anyway in sweatshirts and ski caps as they get ready for the game later on tonight. NFL Combine news. Jameis Winston says he's experiencing weakness in his throwing shoulder, undergoing testing in Indianapolis today, but he just told a room full of reporters he's going to throw anyway at the Combine tomorrow down in Indy. Baseball America names Cubs Chris Bryant as the best prospect in baseball. Cubs pitchers and catchers reported yesterday. Today it is the White Sox turn. Hockey, the Blackhawks home tonight against the Avalanche. The Illini and Aaron Cosby part ways since he was suspended earlier this season, but now he is off the team. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you can save a fistful of dollars and shake off winter and visit the Chicago Auto Show at McCormick Place now through the 22nd. 1 million square feet of everything new in the auto world and not a speck of road salt. Log on to ChicagoAutoShow.com for half-price ticket deals and download the Auto Show app. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This are brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Hug it, chug it, football!
Dan Durkin.
The best human talent there is.
Breaking down the X's and O's.
It's a huge coup for the Bears. While next year may still be a less than desirable product in the field, I can definitely say this is pointed in a better direction.
Lead Bears reporter for CBSChicago.com.
It's like holding Jell-O. It's a tough job.
Dan Durkin.
That's exactly what you hope to hear.
Dan Durkin with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
At 202 Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Boers and Bernstein. A guy you've heard him all day. We're going to continue to use and abuse Dan Durkin.
He's been very busy just rolling tape on the Jameis Winston press conference. Mm-hmm. I'm sure all is fine with his shoulder and he's going to throw. But Dan Durkin, who's on Twitter at DJ Durkin, and whom you can read at 670thescore.com, joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. So, Jameis Winston has spoken, and you are impressed or not?
I'm not impressed. I think that clearly he was very, very well coached for this. That's very obvious in terms of, you know, he came out before he even took any questions and had kind of like a little preamble put together, you know, acknowledging the mistakes that he's made in the past. And it's about recognizing the fact that he's going to be a, you know, face of a franchise. Got to impress 32 teams, but it came across a little disingenuous, but I do appreciate the fact that he tried to head off some of those things in the past. But yes, he says his shoulder's fine. This is the first time in any off season that he's had a chance just to concentrate on football. You know, he split time with baseball in the past, and he's ready now to put the competition with Mariota aside after the combine. He said he's going to, quote, compete for Super Bowls next year against Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. So we'll see how that all works out.
Good luck with that. You know, yeah. I would ask this, Dan. Is it kind of accepted down there that Lovie is bluffing with this idea that Winston is his number one pick? Is that, I mean, that's sort of all that noise is being made for the last couple days. Does anybody believe that, or is that just hoo-ha?
I don't know. I think there probably is a little bit of validity to it, just because you think about, they have Mike Glennon. You know, they obviously got rid of Josh McCown. So, I mean, you need to get that position right. And in this particular draft class, he is, you know, in my opinion, the most pro-ready and the best pro-style quarterback available. So if you do choose to pass on him with that first pick, you know, your chances of getting anybody remotely close to him are just gone after, you know, foregoing that opportunity. So I think that they need to make a decision about the future of their franchise. And he very well may be their guy. You know, Derek Brooks has offered to become his mentor and let him stay at his home. And he's like really, you know, lobbying for the Bucks to draft him. But this whole experience has been very interesting the last couple of days, just as far as I've noticed how polished these kids are now in terms of, you know, being coached for specific answers about teams and how to kind of navigate them. But, you know, all in all, I think that the Bucks are probably best served to address that quarterback position. And when you compare him against Marcus Mariota, I think he has a decided advantage over him.
What about the conditioning issue? There was the one picture that made him look like he was carrying some extra weight. Did he look in shape?
Yeah, he looks to be in very good shape. I wonder if that was just like the Eddie Lacy unfortunate. Look like a fullback that's been drinking a 12-pack of beer for, you know, a month straight type of photo. But no, Winston looks pretty trim. He looks slim. Looks to be in good shape, but you know, he carries himself with just like such like a little bit of swagger. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but he has a little bit of an attitude. He's a little defiant after the fact, but again, he's going to throw this weekend. That's what everybody's going to be the most interested in. He has shown quite a bit throughout his collegiate career, the ability to dig his cleats in the ground and really deliver NFL throws. So I think that in the end is all teams are really going to think about. But, you know, how much can you deal with the extra baggage that comes along with a prospect like that?
You know, we were talking about this, and you're way better at it than we are. What do you do with Mariota? And we know what he's run. And you kind of look around, Dan, in the college game, and the quarterbacks, the vast majority of them all run the spread offense. How do you test this guy? How do you know anything about a guy who hasn't been under center since he was in eighth grade?
It's a really interesting question, Terry. And I actually, you know, I talked about that a little bit yesterday with you guys. Basically, you know, Mariota, when he was asked what he thought his biggest adjustment to the NFL game was going to be, his answer was huddling. You know, he said it's something that he hasn't done since he's been in high school. So when you think about the most fundamental aspects of quarterback play in the NFL, you think about guys getting in a huddle, you think about guys, you know, actually being able to verbalize play calls. But then, you know, Bryce Petty just before him said the Senior Bowl was the first time he had ever actually had to make a play call. So it's such a difficult position to scout, you know, from the beginning. And then you throw on these very elementary things such as, you know, calling a play, getting in a huddle, commanding it, being able to speak the terminology correctly. I asked Ben Mike McCarthy if he thought that was a detriment. He said no. He thought the colleges really do a great job of preparing these guys for the pro game, just because, you know, they are in pressure situations. They're throwing in pressure situations on third down, things of that nature. But then Bruce Arians said just the opposite. So I think that clearly this is something that the NFL is not clearly on the same side. You have divided people, because Bruce Arians said, how is somebody going to command and lead a huddle that can't get the terminology out? How are guys supposed to buy in and believe in those types of things? So I think there is some division amongst NFL coaches as far as what the spread offense is doing. But when you don't have a minor league system, those are the byproducts. You can't control what college offenses call. They're going to recruit the best talent they can and the best talent they can coach for. So it's a very interesting dichotomy.
That was the Johnny Manziel problem, too. We heard after the fact with some of the reporting that he couldn't get the play called. He knew what it sounded like to him, and then he would call it, and everybody would look at him and say, dude, that's not even close to what that play is called.
We don't think so.
And he had some people helping him and said, do you mean shallow X cross check with me? It's like, yeah, that's it. Whatever that's supposed to be, that's the one I want to run. Okay. So it's this center exchange, you know, I was mentioning before that I talked to one scout who said that the spread quarterbacks at the Senior Bowl, that they go through a whole day of just trying to get a clean exchange from center because they have no idea how to do it. They don't know where to be on their feet balanced properly, how to position their hands. It's not part of what they've done.
Yeah, no, it's true. And when you look at traditional pocket passers coming out of the collegiate ranks these days. They are few and far between. You know, there's only an Andrew Luck maybe once every 10 draft classes, so it is very, very difficult. But again, it comes back to the fact that they can't control what college coaches are going to call. You're gonna teach a system that, number one, you're comfortable coaching. You're gonna be able to get assistants in there that can teach that system as well. Speak that terminology. You can recruit for it, and it doesn't necessarily have to be, oh, we're doing this with what our players might be able to do at the next level. It's no, how can you win games for me on Saturdays? You know, this is coming fall. So it's a very interesting dilemma for the NFL, just because it is such a quarterback. You know, it's a quarterback-driven league, but there's not enough to even get halfway through the league when you really think about it. When a guy like Josh McCown becomes the most sought-after free agent the second he is released, that just shows you what type of a quarterback problem the NFL has.
Do you have a favorite pass rusher in the draft yet?
Dante Fowler was a guy I really liked when I was really kind of, you know, I put together some stuff a couple weeks ago, and I did some previews this week on 670score.com of just the positions that I think the Bears have. No pressing need that, and edge rushers at the top of my list. Fowler's a kid that impressed me just because he has an NFL body and he has NFL quickness. He's a quick twitch athlete, very quick first step. He's powerful at the same time. And, you know, we had a chance to meet with him a little bit earlier today. Weighed in at 261 pounds. You know, he's played both in a 3-4 and a 4-3. And then you compare that against somebody like Randy Gregory, who's considered by a lot to be, you know, the top prospect here. He weighed 235 pounds. So, I mean, maybe he did that to try and angle for being a hybrid guy who could play both in a 3-4 and a 4-3. But when I compare them both together, I just see a little bit more aggressiveness with his punch in Fowler than I do Gregory. I think Gregory has the ability to get stronger. He's got a very long frame. He's got very long arms. So he could put on 15, 20 pounds and really not sacrifice some flexibility, but between the two, I think they are the top two on the board, and I do like Dante Fowler a little bit more. Great attitude, too. He's a really, really fun kid to meet with earlier today.
So, do you think, will he still be available? If he's catching some attention from guys like you, Dan, will he be available at 7? Because I think that's what I think the Bears would love to do that.
I think they would too, Terry. And I mean, I think that there's a possibility he could still be there, and I think that he would be an ideal fit for them as they transition to this new scheme in terms of a guy who can truly transcend scheme. He's a guy who can play, you know, on his feet as a weak side linebacker. He played the buck position at Florida. He played defensive end. He played three technique. He played outside linebacker, and he played them all very, very well. When you look at his total statistics, he had 34 tackles for loss, 14 and a half sacks. I mean, really highly productive player at a very well coached and in a very well regarded program. So he's a guy that I think does have the possibility to be there. But if not, then you turn your attention to guys like Shane Ray of Missouri, who I don't like as much because I'm not sure, you know, if he would have to sacrifice a little athleticism by putting on some more weight. And then a kid, Vic Beasley from Clemson, is another one. I think that if he's not there at 7, you might entertain dropping back a few spots to pick up some more selections. But to me, if he's there, that's pretty much a no-brainer pick.
Have you had any eyes on the Bears contingent, just sort of watching them work, seeing who's where and where some of the big names are and how that's all happening? Because I would be interested to know how they're what they look like going about some of this stuff.
They've kept a pretty low profile, and the way that they have it set up here is we're kind of segregated and separated away from everybody as far as they kind of, you know, restrict the media to a small little area and then kind of bring people over one by one. Pete Carroll is at the podium right now. So, you know, we've only had a chance to meet with them, you know, individually rather than seeing them actually out there. So they keep us away from the stuff that happens on the field, unfortunately.
Well, that's what they should do. And by the way, as we let you go, Dan, let me remind you of this about my guy. Johnny Football threw for 176 yards this season. So keep that number in mind.
I'm surprised it's that many.
Man, it's got nothing.
Did any teams express any opinion one way or the other about the pending civil litigation against Jameis Winston? Because we don't know what else is going to be revealed here and what's going to happen under oath as the woman who alleges assault is going after him now in civil court. Because anybody drafting him is going to have to deal with this.
Oh, definitely. I mean, that becomes, I'm sure, one of the first questions that each team who meets with them individually has to lobby out to him, just because, you know, that is such a big issue when you talk about, you know, a face of the franchise that you're going to invest, you know, potentially $22 million in. How can you have that type of liability on your hands? So, I mean, I'm assuming we had a chance to talk to some of the guys about, you know, what are teams talking to you about? And a lot of it, you know, some of it is football character, you know, as far as X's and O's and understanding that. But the majority of them have said the people that they meet with are very interested in getting to know them as people and who they are, where they came from, their families, who they hang out with, those types of things. So I guarantee you every team that's brought Winston in for a visit has grilled him on that topic.
All right, Dan, great job as always, my friend. And, you know, I don't know if Lovey's messed around. Maybe he's not. But then people say he's really messed around because he's going to take Marcus Mariota. And I think, well,
good luck with that.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear. All right, I just wanted to check it one more time. So that rumor seems to be, like, real odd to you if that's true, right? That's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that just seems like such a project to me in terms of I think that if he was to end up in Philadelphia, he would work out quite well as a rookie, but I think for 31 other teams, you're really going to take a very raw, highly athletic prospect into your building. But I see a lot of growth if he ends up in a city other than Philadelphia needed to get him to become an effective passer at the NFL level.
And you'll be happy to know that you've angered the Josh McCown army of stupid.
Yeah, that's what happened. This is the show to do it on. Yeah,
not surprisingly, the texters have nothing but venom for you for dissing their savior, which you apparently have done.
Yeah.
A guy who was like 17 games under 500 before he started fighting the Bears.
My bad. 25 more texts.
A guy who was bad when he was young, was bad when he was middle-aged, yep. And is bad now that he's old.
Bad when he's old. Yep. Tampa said, the guy in Tampa said he'd be the worst quarterback ever.
Dan, thank you.
Sorry, guys.
Yep, we'll let you get back to work.
All right, Dan, thanks a million.
Have a good one, guys. Thank you so much.
You too.
Well, that is Dan Durkin at DJ Durkin on Twitter at 670thescore.com. Read all the stuff he writes.
That's just a riot.
I know. People get so mad. Look, you fell in love with a guy who's bad. That's okay. Just acknowledge it. Just say you love him and he's bad.
Keep it to yourself.
You're allowed to love him.
Keep it to yourself.
But you have to also know he's bad.
Yeah. You know what? You can love him, but don't go around telling people that because they're just going to think you're really stupid at football. So don't tell. You know, if you say, who do you love in football? Oh, I don't know. Just hide that. Don't say Josh McCown.
He's Boars. I'm Bernstein. It is Friday, which means we're doing Friday Fung at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We want to hear your stories for Daredevil or Dumbass. We got some good ones that have come in via email already at boarsandbernstein@670thescore.com. But you, the caller, make that segment. So we look forward to that today at 4 on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes here. Right now, you're listening to B&B. Coming up at 6, I'll be here with more of Chicago's hottest sports talk, so don't tune out.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Minnesota Vikings have made it pretty clear they would love to have Adrian Peterson back once he is reinstated, but Peterson apparently is not sure he wants to return. He seems to think the Vikings did not have his back last season after the story broke that he took a switch to his son. Not only does he feel like he didn't get the support from the team that he deserved, he called it, quote, an ambush. An ambush? This is not about what the team did or did not do to Peterson. It's about what he did to himself. And more importantly, his child. He put himself in this position. Then again, this was the same guy who was making noise about going to the Dallas Cowboys even before authorities knocked on his door to ask him about his switch and his whipping room. Now is not the time to be hopping on a high horse and essentially lecturing the team about the finer points of loyalty and how to act. Be glad they want you back. I'm Jim Rome.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
All incentives applied, plus license, title, tax, and dock fee on a courtesy car lease. 24 months for an SRX or 36 months for a 2.5-liter ATS. 10,000 miles per year and 25 cents per mile over. See dealer for details or visit wildcadillac.com. Offers good for 3 days following this message.
You hear that? All that fast talking? That's called Z-copy. Car dealers have to say it, but they don't want you to hear it. I'm Irwin Weil at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville. Here's what I want to say, and here's what I want you to hear. If you want a new Cadillac, get it from me. I'll do whatever it takes to make it worth your while.
Right now at Wild Cadillac, you can lease a 2015 SRX for $339 a month. $339 a month for a 2015 SRX.
$339 a month. That's pretty simple.
How about a 2015 ATS for $299 a month? $299 a month. That's simple, too.
Forget that fast-talking Z-copy. Forget the small print. Get your next Cadillac from me and visit wildcadillac.com. I'll make it worth your while at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Wild Cadillac is now open Saturday for service. Visit us at wildcadillac.com.
You listen to this station because you like getting what you want, right? Same idea behind the Sleep Number bed. You choose the exact firmness you want, your Sleep Number setting, and so does your partner. No compromise, no battle. Just the right sleep and individualized comfort for you. You can only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store. Right now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Ultimate Limited Edition bed. Find us at one of our 14 stores in Chicagoland. For your local store, visit sleepnumber.com. No better sleep with Sleep Number.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Are you in debt and struggling to make even the minimum payments on your credit cards? Consolidated Credit can work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. Get a free consultation by calling 800-519-1658. That's 800-519-1658 to start breaking free from your debt. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. MDDM-19 or DM-80031.
How has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 56 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Jennings reputation rides with you.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Oh, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me a home.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You changed my life so much.
You changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble.
Thank you for giving me my life back.
The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Boris and Bernstein, the Josh McCown Admiration Society. We meet every day, 1 to 6, to sing his praises. That's all we've been doing this entire week, in case you haven't been listening. That's what we've been doing. That, sir, is the answer. Any football question you have.
It really is true, though. And Durkin's point was just what is it, what it says about the state of quarterbacking around the league when he is targeted.
Five interviews right away. Five teams right away. Snap.
And that he might be the fallback for the Browns if they can't make a splashier move, like trading for Sam Bradford.
I got news for them.
Then trade for Cutler.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what your problem is here. I give him money. I mean, if you're not paying a quarterback a lot of money, then why would you want McCown instead of Cutler? I mean, I don't get it. I mean, the Bears have to be working an angle on this. You got to work an angle on this because there's no way this list of guys that you're looking at are starting quarterbacks, and that includes Josh McCown. So if you think your defense is solid and you think your special teams are pretty good, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know why you're talking to him. I understand why the Bears might be talking to him. You plug him in if Cutler's gone and let him be bad and then move on. But I don't know what people are thinking. You know, now Sam Bradford is readily available. The Rams say no. That's a lie. Just not true. That's the man who got we're talking about $50 million signing bonus. Does that sound right? Holy crap.
Now, this is a weird piece of news here, and this is from 670thescore.com's Greg Gabriel.
Yeah.
He says, regardless of the spin, Gurley opting out of medical exam was not a good idea. First time I've heard of that in 30 years. I've never heard of that. Never heard of a player opting out of a medical?
No, I've never heard either. That's right.
That makes you almost undraftable.
Correct. Yeah, I can't take that.
I can't draft you if I don't know. You can't do that. Who advised him to do that? That's he's not going to take a medical exam? That's why you're there.
Well, he's probably not healthy yet, right? He had the...
right, but you can still...
Not, but I agree.
That's fine. But if it's a medical. It's not like he's running around and jumping, and they can look at the repair and see, okay, you had your ACL, and you can see it's structurally fine. Everything's popped back in there. I mean, that's just like putting an Erector set together. They can just look at it and see if it's
well.
If it's
he's
solid.
Generally considered. I mean, he's not. I don't think he's a first runner. He's just a really, really late one. But he's generally considered the first running back's going to be taken. Not now.
Wow.
Not now. He's not. Wow. But he was sort of a hot item. That's as running backs go, because they don't go very far these days. But that was a talk that's your first one. Is him. When did he got that, like, midway through the season? Maybe late October, November?
Yep.
Is that
but
right?
Take the medical,
he's
man.
He's good, though.
No, I know he's good.
He's really good.
And there's all kinds of history of guys with that injury being fine.
Well, tons of them.
Whether it's, Willis McGahee and Jamal Lewis.
Because the Bears are looking for one, too.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be there for them.
No, I know, not for them. But, I mean, they're looking for one.
Right, but get your exam, dude, man. Come on.
There's a lot, there's a lot of running backs, and I think the Bears walk away with one of them, too. I think you walk away with the outside linebacker rush guy you need or
something.
Well,
that would really suck if you use that relatively high pick on Kadeem Carey and he can't play at all. Have they determined that?
I think they have.
Now,
I think they have.
I did talk to one of my Bears guys earlier today who said, he gave me a couple things. He said that Pace has really impressed people by the extent to which he already has gone through this roster.
Mm-hmm.
That all of that sort of that vague, blithe stuff about, we have time for this, and it's a long ordeal, or whatever term he used. I don't know if he used the dreaded word process, but he knows everybody on this roster. Yeah. He knows who he wants. He knows who he doesn't want. And he has really impressed people with how quickly he was able to do deep drill downs into everything positionally, individually, and they're doing this with a plan. So I wonder what they think about Kadeem Carey. I don't know how you know.
I just, the word has been, and I believe it, that at some point in this draft, they're going to take a running back. I don't think he's your answer. There's nothing. Look, even if you say, well, he's not bad, but that doesn't make him good enough to be Matt Forte's replacement, right? If you say, well, I think he's got some. Look, these guys that would be available, that are coming out this year, have a better chance of being something than he does.
Better prospects, even if he... And he did nothing to prove anything.
No, not that I saw, unless I missed something. I think I saw every down. I mean, he was timid. Maybe that's just part of being a rookie, but I didn't see anything from him that says, oh, yeah, here he comes. So I think when you look at this roster and you understand, as you look to the future, you understand that Forte's money is up. So I just think that's what you're going to do. You got to find, and the caveat being, not just any running back, a good one.
That's Boers. I'm Bernstein. And after the update, I want to switch the topic to some baseball stuff. Get some information on that end as well about some things that the Cubs are doing. I know later on we can talk into these efforts that MLB is initiating, these new rules during commercial breaks to try to speed the game up. And it's some pretty forward-thinking stuff. And it's not any kind of in-game clock, but the fact that they've got a between-innings clock they're going to expect teams to cleave to, I like it. I don't really think there's a downside, but some Cubs stuff in a moment.
Scoreboard update.
It is just about 2:30, and from the Chicago Wolves update studio, I'm Matt Rodewald. The Chicago Wolves are at home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3. Bulls go back to work after 8 days tonight. They're in Detroit taking on the Pistons in a wild day Thursday in the NBA with the trade deadline. Bulls stood and watched, though. Pistons are busy acquiring Tayshaun Prince and Reggie Jackson. Neither are going to play tonight. Adrian Wojnarowski says the Bulls might be interested in Kendrick Perkins, but that's if the Jazz buy him out of his contract. Cavs might be interested, too. Bulls have the full roster available for just the second time all season. NFL Combine news. Jameis Winston says he is experiencing some weakness in his throwing shoulder. Says it has everything to do with his baseball. First time he hasn't played baseball in the offseason in a long, long time. Undergoing testing in Indianapolis, but told reporters that he is going to throw tomorrow morning anyway down in Indy. Meanwhile, the Chargers and the Raiders proposing a joint stadium project in Carson, California, and this is contingent on both teams not getting a stadium deal done in either San Diego or in Oakland. Baseball, spring training is here.
Everybody says spring training's too long. I think it's just the right length of time. I think you're able to get your pitches stretched out in that time. That's just about the rhythm of the day, man. Whether it's the workout this time, pitchers and catchers, here comes the entire group. We eventually bleed into the games, and I just love the rhythm.
New Cubs skipper Joe Maddon talking yesterday. Baseball America naming Cubs Chris Bryan as the best prospect in baseball. Pitchers and catchers from the Northsiders reported yesterday. Today it's the White Sox turn. Hockey, the Blackhawks at home tonight against the Avalanche. Corey Crawford in net. And the Illini and Aaron Cosby part ways. He was suspended earlier this season, but now he is off the team for good. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Home Run In Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza. And PNC Bank, for any of your financial needs or goals, PNC is there to help you achieve more with your savings through a premium money market account, because great customers deserve a great rate. Rate information is available at pnc.com/save more. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
At 2:32, Boers and Bernstein. All right, what you got? Cubs stuff?
Yeah, some Cubs stuff that we had talked about. Cole Hamels, his availability, and the fact that Hamels is now just really not even caring, begging for it, saying whatever he can do because he wants out. He does not want to be there.
It's funny because, you know, he's got contract's got $96 million left on it, but he's telling them, we're not going to win. I don't want to stay. And they're saying, no, we'll see. But, I mean, he's very open about wanting to get out.
And as of right now, the Phillies have any number of people that they would be willing to move, and we named them all yesterday, all these veterans that they've got. The Cubs aren't interested in anybody else that they have. There have been talks, but it's been deal breakers every time because the Phillies keep bringing up Addison Russell and or Chris Bryant.
Oh, no.
And the Cubs are not interested. As soon as that name comes up, it's like, dude, no.
No.
You put something together here. The Cubs believe that their number of bullpen power arms gives them some flexibility there. And while they do like their bullpen, they think they've got some redundancies there in a bunch of back bullpen guys that can all throw 95-plus, and they think they can deal from a position of strength if somebody wants to come call them there.
Yeah.
But at the moment, they have not been able to get past the sticking point of a deal because they keep bringing up two of the top five prospects in baseball, and that's just no.
Well, if you're the Phillies, I'm not going to trade for any reliever. That's what I want. And if you're not going to give it to me, I'll find somebody else who will give it to me because he's still really good and he doesn't want to pitch there. And it's a big bullpen. That's a bad thing for Rhino. That's just a big pile of crap that's going to be worse than ever. But that's the only thing they want. They've wanted it all along because their farm system hasn't been great. Everything else is basically gone. The fire sale began last year. A lot of the guys are gone. But he's got $96 million left on the next 4 years, I think. He openly is telling them, I have no interest in pitching for this team. He said, when are we going to win? I think the answer to them is, we don't know. We don't think ever. But I'm holding on to him until you give me something.
The other bit of Cubs news was regarding this rooftop lawsuit where the Cubs prevailed and they were able to prevent this sort of Hail Mary attempt at a temporary restraining order to keep them from putting up those signs.
Yep.
I was told by somebody with knowledge of what went on in chambers that it was more than that, where the judge has indicated very clearly to the plaintiffs that they are unlikely to succeed in this continued effort because there has been no evidence of any emergency, of any serious threat to their business that they didn't know about and for which they weren't given very specific recourse by the Cubs. The point being, and the Cubs were able to make their case very convincingly, that we told you what we were going to do. This was extremely deliberate with every opportunity for you to avoid this situation. And it was by the choices of these rooftops that they ended up where they are right now in these desperate straits. And the judge said, it's not my responsibility right now to enjoin a stoppage of this construction just because now you realize you chose poorly. So it was kind of a beatdown. So there is going to be a ruling further in the case beyond just the request for a TRO. But from what has been indicated to the lawyers directly from the judge, it looks good for the Cubs. And they're feeling very good about where they stand right now in this sort of, last little the death throes of the holdout desperate rooftops.
We'll have a celebration the day we can stop saying rooftop owners, period. There'll be a celebration on this show when they all go away, shut up. We never have to say it again. Never have to say it again. I await that day. I hope it comes soon.
Because the rooftop owners will be the Chicago Cubs.
Correct.
And it's simply going to be an extension of their business, and they can choose to do with it as they see fit. Mm-hmm. And then they'll price it as they see fit. Really, I think that's the issue, that so the view is obstructed. So change your pricing. And if people still want to have a place where they can have a catered party and hang out and be around the energy and environment of a Cubs game, it might still be an option for them.
Well, and they've been using the same old crap, too, about, you don't understand how much we put into making this better, and we made it better for the fans, and all this money we put into it over years. Who cares? Who gives a rat's ass what you put into it? You're a bunch of dopes. I mean, this is like a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. It's been coming at your head for 3 years now, and now it finally hit you. I mean, it should have hit you before. It should have got halfway there, and you go, oh, I'm going to get hit in the head here. Oh, wait a minute. And now you did. I mean, I don't, there's no secret. There shouldn't have been any secret. There wasn't going to be any chance that they were going to win this thing, and there hasn't been. And they're still being back. Well, you know what? We spent a lot of money. You don't take a look at what we've done here to upgrade. Who cares? Nobody cares what you've done with your facility.
That's Boers. I'm Bernstein. We added a guest at 3:45 just after the second half. We are going to talk to the new multi-platform Bulls insider on Comcast Sportsnet, the guy who replaced Agray Sam. Vincent Goodwill. We will introduce him to you.
Good.
At 3:45 on The Score.
The Score's Bears experts are live from the 2015 NFL Combine. Zach Zaidman, Dan Durkin, Hobart Ish, and Patrick Manley all reporting live and bringing you the latest on who the leading candidates are for the Bears pick in the upcoming draft. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed the cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Riggins.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yes!
That's big.
Paradigm shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody.
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th, in the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber, premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the One Touch Mailr Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mailr Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-O has, oh, so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup?
You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Jin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even...
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-O, CBS Friday.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Well, let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 244 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Boers and Bernstein talking to you through and to 644-6767. Just little odds and ends today. We got a couple guests coming up. And then here's what we want to do. This is, you know, I for many of the things we do for Friday Fung, my patience isn't very good anymore. It's just not real good anymore.
Right.
I mean, I said to you today, if Daredevil or Dumbass is bad, we're going to do Tales of Laziness once in a while, and that's it. I mean, and the stuff we do in conjunction with something, whether it's a Masters or Valentine's Day, whatever we do, because it's just, unless there's something, you know, that you can think of that you know, because even this one, which used to be the best.
Oh, it'll be fine. If the emails are an indication that people get this, Daredevil or Dumbass, we are doing it at 4 o'clock, a little over an hour from now, and we hear your stories about times you have risked death or grievous bodily injury to accomplish something.
That's right. Well, anyway, so I'm looking at it as, okay, it's easy. You've probably already all done something stupid at one time or another, and you go, oh, my God.
Maybe it wasn't
so stupid. And we will
so
judge,
stupid.
By the way.
Right. Maybe it's not stupid.
That's right. Maybe we'll find you a Daredevil.
You can find us. We are at the Hyundai exhibit at the Chicago Auto Show for the Boers and Bernstein Show. You can stop by to enter the Hyundai Auto Show sweepstakes. One prize winner will be selected in a random drawing to win a $500 Best Buy gift card. Plus, all entries are eligible for the grand prize, a 2015 Hyundai Sonata 2.0T.
Wow.
There you have it.
Wow.
Some football today, some baseball as well. We got a lot more we have to get to, and we will. But at the top of the hour, Ethan Skolnick is going to have his thoughts about a lot of things going on in the NBA right now. The resumption post All-Star break and the trade deadline has gone. His former team that he covered, the Miami Heat, getting a remodeling just as they find out that Chris Bosh's season is likely over with what is reported to be a blood clot in his lung.
Yeah, we have a division. Yeah, we don't want to put Ethan on the pay no mind list. It's just that Miami sucks. So, I mean, it really.
Yeah, but he's national now.
Yeah,
he's,
I know.
He's
I know.
Bad. He's nationwide, writing
and
for Bleacher Report.
Big and he's bad, but we love him. He's one of the best. So, anyway, we'll get a little. Because you like that trade. You think, and then all of a sudden you find out Bosh is, and you go, eh, maybe not. Maybe I don't so much. I think it's hopeless for them. I do. I think you're really what we call in the old country out of luck. You're just not good enough to compete in the East, and your best player can't stand one piece, and now Bosh has got serious problems. So, I mean, you know, Wade can't last to a playoff series and beat you. He can't do it. He can't do it.
A thought here from Mac, who says, I've mentioned this in the past, but guys, in 2012, my business partner and I almost bought one of the rooftops. And during our due diligence, we reviewed the contract with the Cubs, and all of this nonsense is covered in the agreement. We ultimately didn't buy the building because of several clauses in the contract that told us that the income stream from the games wasn't going to be there in the near future. These people either didn't want to believe it would happen or they got bad legal advice. Not surprised at all about the judge's decision and advice against further action. Well, it wasn't so much advice against further action, but an indication that this was looking like a dead end of a cause.
Yeah. I don't know how you thought anything else, to be honest with you. Did you ever think anything else? It depends for how long, though. You thought nothing else, that this was dead end? I mean...
Well, I didn't think so because I know people who were intimately involved in the proceedings.
Yeah.
Who were sort of explaining,
the information swayed. Well, but you're riding the loser. You're finished with this.
And people
get off the horse.
People enjoyed your other metaphor for it. The pitch traveling from 60 feet, taking 3 years to come at somebody, is probably not moving at 96 miles an hour.
Well, no, that, well, you didn't listen.
Maybe it could be coming from much further away.
Right. Well, no, I said you got halfway there, stopped, and then you waited again. You had a chance, and you still didn't do it. You didn't react to anything. And you know what? It's just stubbornness and stupidity. It's got nothing to do with not understanding your position. They understand their position. They just felt like they wanted to do this, and now you've been kicked in the ass and kicked to the curb. So what did it do?
You know what else I was told? That comment yesterday that we played on the air by Anthony Rizzo.
Yeah.
That didn't just happen. That isn't just something where, you know, here a player just coincidentally, as that ruling comes out, that the voice and face of a franchise happens to make a comment about the new Cubs and moving on, etc.
Yeah.
All I was told was not a coincidence. Do we have that cut yesterday? It was Anthony Rizzo who, you would think,
it's strange.
You'd think the Cubs' young first baseman wouldn't be opining on the situation with the Wrigley rooftops, but indeed there he was.
There he was,
and he was talking about it.
I thought it was odd.
Mm-hmm.
Really strange.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know he talks about everything. You ask the question, good kid, he'll answer.
Well, but also, do you remember when they acquired Rizzo and what we know about how about Theo and Jed feel about Rizzo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're beginning now to really actively, and Joe Maddon will too, to let Rizzo know that they really want him to lead. They want him to be outspoken. They think that now is the time that he's produced. He has established himself as one of the league's young sluggers.
Yes, he has.
And they think that it's critical that he sets the example for a room full of young guys with a lot of on-field potential, and they think that now is the year to do it. So this was Rizzo yesterday.
I know the rooftops have been, you know, part of the history now for however many years they've been there, but this is going to be new stuff, and the new generation, the new era of things to come, hopefully is starting now, and with the renovations of Wrigley, I mean, it's only going to help us players. I think it's going to make the fan experience a lot better.
Yeah, that didn't just happen.
I thought that's odd. Of all the things you could ask a guy, you know, or it just wouldn't be top of mind.
But he hit every note.
He hit every note.
He hit old versus new. Yeah. It helps the players. It's better for a fan experience.
Yeah, he did.
That's your young first baseman giving you a little position paper right there. Yeah.
Thank God. I was happy.
I checked on that because I thought, wait a second.
Yeah.
Hold on. And
that isn't something.
And I got sort of a bemused laugh. I said, well, yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
I don't think I've ever heard one of the players say anything about it. Ever. Maybe they don't ask him. Maybe they figure it's none of their business. But I don't think that was, first of all, before you even think about what he said, I'd never heard a player do that. Even use the words.
But that's a very carefully considered comment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, every little note struck.
Yep. Fastball just hit you in the face. Sorry. Is that the message? Oh, yeah. And again, you had a chance to duck. You had a chance to move. You didn't want to. You got in the batter's box anyway, and you knew. I mean, you had to know. I don't care if you're a business guy or what. Or whatever you're clinging to, this was never going to end well for you. Never. And it's been this way for a long time. And thank God. Thank God.
We've got some basketball talk coming your way with one of our favorite experts, Ethan Skolnick of Bleacher Report, who writes NBA, can take us through the winners and losers of the trade deadline and how the regular season endgame shapes up as we head toward the NBA playoffs. He's next on The Score.
Starting Monday, Jason Goff returns to The Score, becoming Matt Spiegel's new partner in the middays.
Hey, man, I'm only 44, but suddenly I am the crusty old crank in The Score's midday slot.
I'm the brother, so we've got that dynamic going for us.
It's the crank and the brother. 9-1.
The new Spiegel and Goff Show, starting Monday on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun. Pontiac RV.
CBS CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once, YOLO. And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird? Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say. Thank you.
Two Broke Girls, Monday, only CBS.
CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just got to find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds, Wednesday, only CBS.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
At your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yes!
That's big.
Paradigm-shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody!
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th. In the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber, premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlist and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Tonight, Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
Just before 3 o'clock and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Rodewald. The Chicago Wolves are home this Saturday and Sunday. Stay for the concert after Saturday night's game. Bulls go back to work tonight. Tom Thibodeau and company taking the floor against the Pistons.
You know, you have two dominant bigs, like Drummond and Monroe. And then, you know, you have playmaking point guards and guys who can shoot, particularly when they had Jennings and DJ. And now they've added John Lucas. And Caldwell Pope has played terrific for them. They're talented.
Thibodeau talking about the Pistons makeover roster, which will eventually include Tayshaun Prince and Reggie Jackson, picked up yesterday after the before the trade deadline, but neither are going to play tonight. Chris Bosh not going to play and not going to play for a long time. Treated for a health issue near his lung, could be a blood clot. He's hospitalized in Miami, undergoing tests right now, but he is done for the year just one day after the Heat made that big trade for Goran Dragic. NFL Combine news, Jameis Winston experiencing weakness in his throwing shoulder, undergoing some testing in Indianapolis, but he told reporters this afternoon he is going to throw anyway tomorrow morning down in Indianapolis. Meanwhile, the Chargers and Raiders proposing a joint stadium project in